1480 KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them. On the Water and in the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Aggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
Well, good morning, Mr. Randy.
No,
and
Neil
Mr.
Today.
Randy. Yeah, Neil's signing checks.
I asked him if he'd sign one for me, too. We're a little late today, but...
Are we?
Well,
but
you know,
it's
we
never start, too late never, to talk fishing.
Well, no, we started yakking about something else and lost track of time. And
well, we were going to interview our 10-year-old.
Well, and then she kind of copped out on us.
Yeah, we lost that interview real quick. Anyways. She wants nothing to do with
so then
that.
So we started talking about gun control, and then we got off track, and next thing you know... But you're talking a little bit of, before we get wound up about gun control again, let's talk a little bit about fishing. I'm just going to talk a little bit about this tournament. It's called Fishing for the Youth Fundraising Fishing Tournament.
Who?
June 25th.
Making money for?
That's from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. in Dry Lake in Florence. Get this. It's $100 per team to get in. It's a $1,000 payout for first, $450 for second. Third is $3,500. Plus, there's a lot of other door prizes. Contact A.J. Hansen for any information. 520-4761. He's kind of the one that was in charge of all of our youth football.
He's the ramrod, huh?
You know, youth football that we have for the
And this is going to be on Florida Dry Lake or Grass Lake?
Let's see what it says here.
You can't hardly get a boat on Grass Lake, so it's probably on dry. All right. Can I put a promo in for the Louis?
Louis?
Yes, for the Louis. The Louis Walleye Classic
on
Swan
the Swanee.
Lake. Yeah, that's on Old Swanee.
God, that's, I wonder how they're going to get them all in. It's so low.
I remember when Chad was in here on the first annual. We're getting old. Now it's the third annual. It's the third annual, and it's in memory of Louis, Larry Rohde. Yep. And the proceeds go to his memorial fishing tournament and the memorial fund in memory of Larry Rohde, who just loved to cast the jig, and his favorite was Swan Lake. So I think that's one of maybe only one or one of two or maybe only one left on Swan Lake.
It is.
And what a great fishery and what a great time they'll have. That's June 18th. I don't know if they're full, get a hold of Chad Rohde.
Over a week away.
You can run into Chad on Facebook is the best way to get a hold of Chad Rohde. And, you know, there's many other ways, too, but a little nice, little fun, little one-day tournament on
those are
June
nice, those
18th, Swan
Lake. Like this
Lake.
One here is, I think, it's from 6, what do they say, from 8 until 2?
Yeah.
Using the East Ramp. Just a nice little fundraiser is what they're doing there.
Yeah, there's nothing serious about what's going
to
be going on.
No, serious tournament, though. You packed in a serious one last weekend.
Well, when the Spirit Lake Casino... In Devil's
when
Lake.
Kicking in a little bit of cash.
When they kick in the cash, you got to go try to get it, right?
Well, you know, Devil's Lake, the fishery it is. I'm sure you were on fish, but it's always got to be on the right fish when you're there.
You know, we were. Our first fish of the tournament at 7:30.
Oh, geez.
Saturday morning.
Did you launch at 7?
Uh-huh.
Motored out there.
7:30.
How far did you run?
7:30. It was a 9.12 pounder was laying on the floor of the boat, and you're like, oh, my word. We've got the right start to this tournament.
Wow.
Yeah. We had a pretty decent day. That had to get
your old blood going for the day, didn't it?
It did, but, you know, on these spots, I'm not even going to say on the air what kind of spots they are. All right, they're rock piles. That's about... Oh, I'm
That's no
say.
Secret, Lynn.
You know, it really isn't, but there wasn't anybody fishing them.
Oh, really?
There wasn't anyone fishing them. And the reason is there's not a lot of fish on them until fall.
Is it because the water was warmer over there?
No, I just think that there's certain fish that use them year-round.
Oh.
To get them, there's not many there.
Resident fish.
But that is a resident fish up in Kitchy.
So how about anybody, were they trying to fish those backwaters in?
Yeah, a lot of guys were fishing backwaters. A lot of guys really, really struggled. I mean, the wind came up. The backwater fish went for us. Then we left there, and you know what's always tough is when you have a 9-pounder in the box, and then your next fish is 18 inches. It's like we hadn't seen an 18-incher all week.
Oh,
Yeah, last four it's days like, yeah. of pre-fishing, we hadn't seen an 18-incher.
Where are they coming from?
Oh, man, is this going to get tough today? So we box an 18-incher. Then we box a 19-incher, and it's like, oh, no. We still have four more that we can weigh because you can have seven fish in the boat. So we're like, okay. Now, we can't put anything in less than 22 inches. Otherwise, your 9-pounder is shrinking real fast. And we ended up boxing a 20 and a 22 and a 24. And
that was a nice
and
fish.
We had some decent fish to go
with. Well, you must have been sitting pretty fat on day one.
Yeah, sixth place, just 5 pounds out of the lead. Yeah. Can you believe that?
Who's leading it on day one?
I know Matt Taylor was in second with 26.5 pounds, and the guy fishing right next to him had 27.5 pounds.
Any big shooters out there besides Lynn Jurens?
No, Lynn was unknown. There wasn't many that knew Lynn Jurens up there. No, there was. I was surprised at all the really good. And North Dakota has us. There's a few anglers from Minnesota that come over just because of the time of the year.
I bet you it was Backer and Rand National, those boys fishing, because they guide off that thing.
No, those guys, Backer can't afford to take a few days off. Pete Hart can't afford to take a few days off. But Jason Feldner was in it.
Oh, sure.
Don Denning, his kid.
Oh, Don's real good stick.
Matt Taylor, yes, Don Denning is really good, and his kids are too. Yep. He's got two sons that are excellent. No, I mean, name after name after name. If you follow any fishing in North Dakota, they were in that tournament. And it was a really, really – I mean, when they throw a guarantee of $10,000 to win that on a two-day tournament, I mean, it gets pretty serious, and you better have your sticks in a row.
Oh, what's his name?
Scotty Larson?
No, the one that only fishes with live bait. From Fargo there. We interviewed him here not too long ago.
That's Scott Larson.
Mm.
But he doesn't only fish with live bait.
No, only fish with artificial bait. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, Troy Morris.
Troy
and
he owns games to go up there. I can't think of the guy's name now.
Oh, his partner, Corey Heiser.
Yes.
Corey Heiser, no.
Neither one of those guys?
No, neither one jumped in. You know, there's only so many of these things. I get to fish two tournaments a year. And this is one of them.
Uh-huh.
You know, those guys are going and they're taking off for 8-9 days at a time. And you start throwing in weekend tournaments on those types of schedules, it doesn't work very good. So,
what was the final? Who won it?
The guys leading it on first day with 27.5 come in with another 27 uh-huh. pounds. And ooh. Matt Taylor with 26.5 came in with another 26.
Nice bags there.
Oh, my word.
Nice fish. You know, and that fishery can it just keeps putting them out and putting them out.
Getting tougher, though. You used to see
a lot of freshwater shrimp still in there?
There is, but only in certain areas. The lake is down 4 to 5 feet.
Oh, it is.
And you
where's the water going?
They just haven't had any runoff. There wasn't any snow up in that area, and there hasn't been a ton of rain. They're not getting. I mean, it's really down.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, these fish are struggling to find something to eat right now. They're very as thin as I've ever seen the northerns. Mm. I mean, northerns up there are usually full of shoulders and strong and aggressive, and they were still aggressive. But you know, when you drop the water 5 feet, it exposes. Now you don't have that fresh vegetation. You don't have the places for young of the year to come out of and to live in. And it's Devil's Lake is going to take a little bit of a hit here the next couple of years because of that. I don't know where the bait's going to come from. I don't know where the forage is. We talk about this
now.
We talk about this with bitter that, you know, where's the young of the year at? That's what these fish need to survive. And Devil's Lake is going to be fine because they'll find some other sources, but they can't live on freshwater shrimp very long.
No.
I mean, they could survive on it. I mean, they're gorging on it, but there's not that many areas in that lake that have freshwater shrimp.
So the fish didn't look like the average football that they looked like?
Some of the walleyes.
Normally, they're very healthy, very, very, very healthy fish.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the walleyes were still pretty happy looking, but the northerns were just really skinny. So that's the first indicator that there's and they had nothing in their bellies. I mean, they're throwing up bugs and little leeches in the live well.
Well, you know, the water's warming up around here. What, you know, we got Hey. Monday Night League. What do you think's gonna turn on?
Glacial Lakes Walleye League. This coming Monday night on Enemy Swim.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you know, but even after finishing 20th a couple weeks ago, we're still in this. That we hadn't used our mulligan yet. So let's get after it here a little bit. Don't let the field kind of run away with this from us. What's going to happen on Enemy?
We're fishing it a little earlier this year.
So
it's going to be a race to the culvert or what?
Not on Enemy. There's no culverts.
Yeah, there. And that
that's on Blue Dog.
Oh yes, I was thinking of Blue Dog. Yes.
Oh yes.
What she want to say?
She wants to get on the radio because swim starts at 8 a.m.
8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Well, before
we don't like to be late for swim because then she doesn't get the lane to practice in.
I see how that is. Uh-huh. Well, we're talking a little bit earlier, Lynn. Gosh, you know, it's unfortunate what happened down in Orlando. We were going to have somebody actually from NRA speak with us today on the radio.
Yeah, and he can get on here in the next week or two. We're going to have a really good talk with Darren Goins
from the NRA.
He's from this area.
He wanted for things to kind of cool down a little bit.
Yeah, you know.
And I don't blame him.
Some of the media likes to put a twist on things, on anything that someone says, because they'll just come with it and just say, well, you're not compassionate enough.
Mm-hmm.
You're not thinking of the victims, and so I think for all of us, it's probably still best to not talk. I guess the national media, though, they're sure wanting to take our guns away already.
It's always a first.
You know, I guess that's compassionate.
You know, we were talking about that earlier, Lynn. It's like, you know what? Why do they got to put the blame on that right away? I mean, I know they got to point. I know they got to point the finger somehow, but they're pointing it the wrong way.
Well, I had a good talk with a friend that's been on the other side of that issue for a lot of years, and a good Pete was saying, you know, what a soft target they were.
Absolutely.
What a soft target
Absolutely.
That was. And when we talk about soft target,
they had no security.
They had a security.
Yeah.
He was a former Marine. They made him a hero. And he was. You know what he did?
Didn't he open the door?
He opened the door so people could get out.
That's what he
Are you kidding me? Now, why wouldn't
he wasn't
you,
packing.
Why wouldn't you give this Marine,
packing,
who's a security
gun,
man?
Say, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
that could have been construed.
I'm sorry. But no, he was. I mean, he was
wasn't
not armed.
Packing heat.
He was not armed.
He wasn't packing
there was,
any heat.
Exactly. There was nobody that was armed in that place because obviously they're the
peaceful people of the
world.
They're
not gonna.
They're, you know,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
A classic example of what happened in Europe.
I hate to say it's like shooting fish in a barrel, Lynn.
It's like shooting fish in a barrel. Like what happened in Europe. You know, who if you're not going to protect yourself,
mm-hmm.
The government wasn't there.
Oh, gosh, no.
I mean, they're going to show up 10 minutes later, and there's a bunch of heroes right there compiling into a place like that and taking out that guy. Those are the heroes. You know, the Orlando Police Department or whoever took that thing over. Those were the heroes. But who's there packing some heat and protecting that place if one or two of these security guards had a gun? Instead, he had to stand outside the door. He never, guess what? Did you ever come face to face with the shooters? No, I never saw the shooter.
Never saw him.
Well,
I just heard.
He couldn't. He didn't have any. He didn't have a gun.
No.
He's the security of the place. All he could do was open the door.
That reminds me of that video. You've probably seen it on YouTube where this couple guys come into this. It looked like a casino or whatever. And they were going to rob it. And, of course, they're pushing people around, pushing guns in people's faces. Here comes a senior citizen. You know, and he has a concealed carry permit. He's got a 380.
Oh, yeah.
Coming out of the woodwork, unloads on these boys.
Uh-huh.
I'll guarantee it. The only people that got shot were the ones that deserved it. Nobody else got hurt. Nobody got robbed. And they ran for their lives. You know what? They didn't get too far after they got out the door either because they couldn't run any further. And, you know how
done deal.
He did that in a matter of 10 seconds. And I'm not saying you got, you know, and they didn't even have 911 finished called on the on the phone before this guy took care of business.
Randy Grimes, I'll let you finish that with Randy. I'm off to swim practice.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye, everyone.
All right. Well, you know what? What are you thinking, Randy?
Well, just like you said, it's just that if you had some sort of security there, it probably wouldn't have got as bad as it did.
Exactly. But, and the guy knew there was no security there.
Yeah, because he's been staking the place out.
He knew that it was going to be easy pickings.
Yeah.
You know, I know.
They said he visited many times. Yeah. Well, the reason is he wanted to see how it looks.
You know, just don't blame it on the gun.
At that time of the morning.
And they always say, well, you know, we got to get these AR-style military guns out of people's hands. Well, you know, like I was telling Lynn earlier, a .223 that you can take out, do some prairie dog hunting with, mm-hmm. is the exact .223 that's in the AR version, except for it's full of plastic and composite. That makes it look like a machine gun. It's the right. same gun, yep. same barrel, same action, except for just it looks a little bit different. Okay, you know.
To a person that's not familiar with that, you know, guns would just look at both and wouldn't know the difference anyway.
Yeah.
Especially the national media that would just look at a gun and say, "Oh, that you can't have that."
You can't have that. It is honestly the exact same gun. Sure, do people do some things illegal to them? So they're yep. yes, they do. But that's something that we can't. You know, handle, but get to the source. There's a lot of things they got to look at, and we'll talk to this yeah. guy from the NRA, and we'll see what's coming up. But it's an unfortunate situation, and
that's the thing.
The bottom line is, you know, it's just been a tough week down there, and hopefully we can come, you know, figure out a happy medium. We'll say it that. So
there you go.